What does catchy as hell mean? And what's a global sensation? Hi everyone, I'm Stephanie from Britcent, and today we're learning English through real news headlines about one of the hottest shows on Netflix right now. Let's begin. Let's start with our first headline, catchy. This is such a useful word. When something is catchy, it sticks in your mind. Think of a song that you can't stop humming or a phrase that you keep repeating. That's catchy. You might say, that new Taylor Swift song is so catchy, or this tune is really catchy. And what about a global sensation? A sensation is basically something that causes a lot of excitement and interest. When we add the word global, it means that it's happening all around the world. What are some other ways to say sensation? You could say a hit. That show has been a huge hit. Or phenomenon. It has become a cultural phenomenon. Or you could use the word craze. For example, it's the latest craze. Here's our second headline. Let's pick out the phrase, reach a milestone. Picture this. You're walking along a long road, and every few kilometers, there's a stone marking how many kilometers you've already done. That's what a milestone used to be. But in modern English, reaching a milestone is achieving an important goal. Like when you say, I've reached the milestone of 10,000 followers. Or, our company has reached the milestone of 100 employees. In the headline, the word golden emphasizes how amazing this milestone is. Have you ever reached an important milestone in your English language journey? Okay, here's our next headline. In this headline, there's a simple but powerful phrase, of all time. Of all time means throughout all of history, not just recently. When we say something is the best of all time, we're comparing it to everything that has ever existed in that category before. For example, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time. That was the worst movie of all time. This is the most difficult grammar point of all time. And finally, here's our last headline. There are two interesting phrases here. The first one is the word sequel. If you love films, you definitely need this word. A sequel is a film, a book, or a TV show that continues the story from a previous one. Think Avengers 2 or any film with part 2 in the title. Here are some more examples. The sequel to that book comes out next year. I can't wait for the sequel to my favourite video game. The other phrase is underway. This means that something has started and is currently in progress. It's happening right now. Here's how to use it. Construction is underway on the new bridge. Plans are underway for the school festival. The investigation is currently underway. So this headline is telling us that Netflix and Sony are having discussions about making a second K-pop Demon Hunters movie. Pretty exciting, right? Okay, let's wrap this up. Here are the phrases we've learned today. Catchy, meaning something memorable that sticks in your mind. A global sensation, hit, or phenomenon, meaning something exciting that's popular worldwide. To reach a milestone, meaning to achieve an important goal. Of all time, meaning throughout all of history. A sequel, which is a follow-up movie or story. And underway, meaning currently in progress or happening. These phrases are really useful for understanding entertainment news. And now you'll probably see them everywhere, now you'll start noticing. Right, that's all for now. But if you found this video helpful, make sure to give it a like and subscribe to our channel for more real-world English usage. And let me know in the comments, have you watched K-pop Demon Hunters yet? See you in the next video.